This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet. Welcome to the show. Introducing the 2023 Toilet Awards. Today I wanted to go over a few of my favorite things that came out in the year of 2023, now that we are, you know, on to week two of 2024. I apologize for the lack of posting. I started doing daily music reviews on the Instagram, which is Reviews for the Toilet. Just little reels every day of listening to an album every day that I work, which is, it has been very rewarding, very fun. I've been enjoying it a lot, honestly. So check that out if that interests you. And now let's just get into it, though. In fact, we can just start with music in 2023. This is a category I didn't do great with. I don't feel like I listened to a lot of the more notable albums of the year, in the sense, like, in the public eye, I didn't listen to a lot of the big things that came out. But to start with some honorable mentions, and this is a big band, but my number one, well, not number one, one of my first honorable mention, there we go, is Now and Then by the Beatles. I think this was really unique that we got this year. I have mixed feelings about it being a Beatles song. It feels a little more like a John Lennon song that just got turned into something else, but that's okay. Still loved it. Atta by Sigur Rós, their most recent album. It's been 10 years. I really enjoyed it. It wasn't my favorite of all time, but a very good album. And then Blumi by Susan Sundfør, which was recommended to me by a friend. Really good album from a great Scandinavian artist. Now for my top three, at the number three spot, I have The Record by Boy Genius. This is an album that did get a lot of acclaim, a lot of a lot of look from the public eye, I guess you could say, on this one. And it is very good. I prefer the EP, to be honest, but I think there are some great tracks in this album, and it is one that I did listen to quite a lot. My number two spot is Petrodragonic Apocalypse by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. You know, they could always have an album in my top three, probably. This one was very fun because it was a heavier album, which they haven't done quite like this since Infest the Rat's Nest, and I just really enjoyed it. I'm not one for heavy music usually, but when you attach it to some prog rock like this, I think it makes it very enjoyable. And my number one album of the year is kind of a random one, but it's Bystander by Joanna Samuels. I discovered her music this year, and this album I listened to a lot. Along with her EP that came out, that was just four covers, but really, really enjoyed it. On to the next category, which was another one I kind of failed in a little bit. This is one I typically fail in. I only read one book that came out in the year of 2023. I read more books than that, but I only happened to read one that came out last year, and it was such a good book. I mean, I'm very biased. It is a sci-fi book six of the Red Rising series, saga, whatever, called Lightbringer by Pierce Brown. I've been loving this series for a couple years now, ever since my good friend Matt got me into it. And this book has definitely been the best book of at least this latter piece. It's kind of a first trilogy. It's gonna be three books and then a break and then four books. This book six, whew, it was so exciting, so good. Had me laughing, smiling, crying, all the things. I am a typical basic guy when it comes to sci-fi sometimes, but wow, this book was incredible. A huge win for 2023. Now let's move on to the TV shows. My honorable mentions for the TV shows are going to be Barry Season 4. It was really, you know, bittersweet seeing Barry come to an end. We had the first two seasons, which were honestly two of my favorite seasons of television ever. I think Bill Hader did such a good job with this show. And then we had the gap with COVID, and then season three and four. Season four probably was my least favorite of all of them, but I still really enjoyed it as a whole. I just think it's comparing good to great. And yeah, it was fun to see it wrap up. Next on the honorable mention list is Succession. I thought about putting this in my top three. I really did enjoy Succession. I watched it in a single push from the beginning. I started it this last year for the first time. And it's very good, you know. It feels kind of the same the whole way through and the feel of it. And that's not a problem, though. I think that's what it leans into. Very raw, very emotional. I very much enjoyed it. Now on to the top three. My number three pick was The Last of Us. I think they did such a good job with this video game adaptation. The writing of the game does lend itself pretty nicely for an episodic feel, so it worked really well in a TV show format. But Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal did a very good job in bringing this to life, and kudos to the showrunners who also did a great job. I look forward to whatever's next for The Last of Us. My number two pick for TV shows of the year has to be Beef. I think Ali Wong and Steven Yeun did an incredible job playing the lead roles in this. It always had me back for more, you know, a bit of anxiety in this while watching this show. But it was definitely outrageous in all the best ways for me. I really enjoyed this show. I know that I don't think we're getting anything else, obviously, but hopefully the showrunner continues to do similar like things, because yeah, the ending of the show, really loved it. And for my number one pick for TV shows of 2023, I got to go with The Bear Season 2. This show, from Season 1, I loved it, and they really switched up the feel in Season 2, made it a little more episodic with focusing on different characters and progressing it that way. And of course, the famous, now famous, I think, dinner episode, Christmas dinner episode, whatever you want to call it, was one of the best episodes of television I've ever seen. I think they had an insane amount of guest stars, from Sarah Paulson to John Mulaney to Bob Odenkirk, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Just incredible. I really, really loved this season, especially that episode. But wow, what a show. Favorite show of the year. And Ayo Edebiri and Jeremy Allen White, just unbelievable. And on to my top movies of the year. Let's start with the honorable mentions. I saw a lot of movies this year, and I know I missed some, surely, but for honorable mentions, I'm going to go with the most recent one I've seen first, which was Poor Things. I thought about putting this in my top three. This movie is something else. It is very, very good. Very, very good. I've never seen movies from this director before, so I didn't really know what to expect in terms of the rawness of it all. But yeah, there's a lot happening, and it's a lot to stomach too. You have to be okay with just watching, I mean, a lot of sex, a lot of just cutting into bodies, whatever it might be. But the look, the feel, the acting, Emma Stone's always great, I think, but Mark Ruffalo was also just hilarious. And I don't know, if you have a stomach for it, this movie is incredible. Then I'm going to go to Maestro, which was Bradley Cooper, and he did a really good job. He directed it and starred in it. But the star of the show for me was Carey Mulligan. I think she just stole it. I think she was incredible. A lot of long shots just on her face reacting to whatever is happening, and I think she did a really great job. The Iron Claw is another honorable mention, the wrestling movie from A24 that just released recently. Really cool to see Zac Efron in a great role. He did such a good job. It was so fun seeing him in this role, but also just a powerful story about this family. Very heartbreaking as well. And my final honorable mention, of course, is Barbie. I think it does deserve it. It was a really good movie, like a great movie even. And I don't know, just a movie we needed this year, I think. On to my top three. For my number three, it is the new Zach Braff written and directed movie, A Good Person, which this is his first time I feel like he did a movie that he wrote and directed that he didn't star in after Garden State and Wish I Was Here. But A Good Person stars Florence Pugh and Morgan Freeman. And I think it tells a really good story of addiction without it being quite as heavy as like Requiem for a Dream or like Beautiful Boy. But a beautiful story, I thought. I think it really pulled together well in the final act as well. Number two for me, to probably no surprise, is The Boy and the Heron, the newest Studio Ghibli movie. I think this movie did a great job in soft world building, tells a beautiful story of a boy going through grief, and we see his growth. And I know a lot of people didn't love it as much as other Ghibli films in the past, but I personally love seeing Maito's journey, his progression, and I think it's the best animation I've seen and an incredible soundtrack to boot. Then my number one movie of 2023 is Past Lives. This movie did a lot to me. Wow, it was so powerful. I think it was funny because I actually saw this movie right after the day after Asteroid City. So the comparison between these two was kind of wild. And it's funny, I didn't even put that in my honorable mentions, but still really enjoyed Asteroid City. But this movie, just in terms of the feel, whether it was the use of color, whether it was just the dialogue between whatever characters were talking at the time, the music by Christopher Bear and Daniel Rawson from Grizzly Bear, the cinematography, just the amount of long shots, of rawness of it, a lot of breathing space. There's like a lot of communication that happens in this movie without words being said. And I just think it's really beautiful. I recommend it to everybody. One that I think really should be seen more. I think it'll get some good nods at the awards season this year. I know it did already at the Golden Globes. And it, even if it didn't win anything, I think just getting those nominations hopefully encourages people to watch it because it is worthy of that. So there you go. That's kind of my music, book, shows, and movies of the year. Wrapping up a good year of pop culture stuff, whatever, media consumption. I very much enjoyed it, and I hope you all did too, and I hope you let me know your favorites of the year as well. January 10th, the national day today, is Houseplant Appreciation Day. I wish I participated a little bit more in this, but I know I have a lot of friends who have a lot of houseplants. I don't. I have a couple, but I do appreciate them, though, and I want to appreciate them more, and I encourage you all to get some houseplants in your house. Plants. Okay. Thank you for listening to Toilet Reviews. I look forward to another great year alongside you all. Have a good one. Bye.